Blog Talk Radio.
You have just connected with Parkinson's Recovery. I am Robert Rogers. For the last 6 years, I have been scouring the universe to identify individuals, researchers, medical care professionals, healthcare professionals who are developing and finding ways that persons who are currently diagnosed with the disease of Parkinson's are able to get relief from their symptoms. These 6 years have yielded a number of revolutionary and exciting discoveries by individuals who are working in their own way with their own modality. This is the station, then, where we air the news about what's up for people who are looking to explore other options, other therapies, other treatments that we know from actual reports are helping others get relief from their symptoms. Of course, no one treatment or therapy is going to help everyone for reasons that will become self-evident to you as you begin to learn more about Parkinson's. The show today delivers on our promise. It is going to fulfill our mission, to be sure. For every show, my hope is that by the time you get through listening to the show, you will come away with an idea or two that you can run with. Several years ago, I received a phone call from an individual that I had never met and did not know. Her name is Jacqueline Gisborne. She's a PhD type researcher and basically said the following thing to me. So I understand you are a researcher and you have written some books and information about Parkinson's with an emphasis on how trauma plays a role in essentially sustaining and aggravating the symptoms. And I said, well, that's right. I seem to be about the only person who's pitching that particular theory. And she said, no, you're not. I am too. I can't begin to tell you how excited I was to get that call, because finally there wasn't just one of us working independently. There were two. Of course, now there are many more. What she basically reported is that she had been helping individuals who have Parkinson's disease with remarkable results. This was 2 years ago, and since that time, Dr. Gisborne participated in our 2011 Parkinson's Recovery Summit. She actually spent 3 days offering treatments to individuals that lasted anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, and also gave several presentations. I am excited and thrilled to report to you that Dr. Gisborne will actually attend the 2012 Parkinson's Recovery Summit that will be convened in Cincinnati, Ohio, June 22nd and 23rd. She is one of 20 different presenters who will be offering workshops, and one among many, many, many other individuals who will also be offering therapies and treatments that are driven and connected to their specific training and modality and specialty. It's going to be an amazing event, the Parkinson's Recovery Summit, and I will tell you more about the details of that event after I interview the following recorded interview that I just recorded yesterday. Tony is an individual who actually received therapeutic treatment from Dr. Gisborne and her colleagues at the Rocky Mountain NeuroAdvantaged Institute in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. So I recorded an interview with Tony where he discusses his experience with this specific therapy. And as you'll soon discover, he had been experiencing symptoms of Parkinson's for some 14 years, and by almost a whim, by a gut instinct, he went down to this particular clinic in Colorado, connected with Dr. Gisborne, and began therapeutic treatments for a couple of weeks with absolutely amazing results. This is not the only person who's had such a positive outcome. There are many, but Dr. Gisborne said that he had just completed the treatment regimen and that he had volunteered to tell his story. I called him yesterday. I recorded the conversation, and what you're going to now hear is my interview with Tony, who, again, is going to talk about not only his own personal experience with the symptoms of Parkinson's over a 14-year period of time, but his remarkable recovery that is tied to the treatments that he received of neural feedback and neural programming from the Neuro Advantage Clinic in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. The theme that underlies the incredible results that Dr. Gisburn is getting happens to be the release of trauma that is trapped at the cellular level in the body. And now let me play for you this pre-recorded interview as of yesterday with Tony. My guest today is Tony Koski, who has quite an incredible and amazing story to tell. Tony, tell us all about yourself.
Well, I'm 55 years old. I live in just north of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, in Canada. I'm married. I have two children, two sons, 21 and 17. And 15 years ago, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
So what's happened over the last 15 years for you?
Well, I gradually became, as Parkinson's is a neurological disorder that there is no cure for, I became worse. I went from a slight tremor in my right hand to I was full-blown stage 3 on my right side and a full-blown stage 2 on my left. As people know, Parkinson's is described in 5 stages, 5 being the worst, and they could say there's a 3 on my right and 2 on my left. And I just by chance got to hear about a place in Glenwood Springs, Colorado called Rocky Mountain Neuro Advantage, and being desperate, wanting to seeking more relief from my tremors and my shuffling gait, I took a chance and met two wonderful ladies, and worked miracles, I guess you could say. And I'm now back down to stage 1 on my right and just less than stage 1 on my left.
Oh my goodness. Tell us more about your experience then at this Rocky Mountain Neural Institute.
Oh, it was an incredible experience. They just took such good care of me. The first day, they took what they call map my brain, and then they decided to plan a course of action, and they asked if I was willing to participate in anything they come up with, and I said, you betcha, I had nothing to lose and everything to gain, and these two ladies just did a wonderful job doing that for me. My voice has gotten stronger and clearer, my tremors have really diminished. My gait has picked back up again. I'm walking. I'm actually trying to do a little bit of running. And I still intend to get skating back in again this winter. So I haven't skated for 15 years.
You traveled then from Canada down to Colorado. How long did you actually stay in Colorado to receive these treatments?
I was down there for 2 weeks.
And you stayed there at the Institute?
No, I stayed in the hotel, and first day Jack picked me up and showed me where the Institute was, and they just bent over backwards to make me feel comfortable, and from there on I started walking back and forth. At first it took me half an hour, and by about 3 days later I was back down to 20 minutes, and by about the end of the first week I was walking a distance in about less than 10 minutes.
People listening to this, I know, are getting very curious about exactly what these treatments were. What then happened in terms of what they were doing for you?
What they do is they hook me up to a couple of computers, and I was one computer I try and concentrate on a game, and on the second computer was feeding low waves of electricity into my brain and trying to retrain the thought process.
Do they affix wires then to your brain, to your head?
They attach wires to my scalp, yes.
And does it hurt?
No, it's just little electrodes that they kind of use some sticky glue on and tack them on there, and you go home that night and wash a bunch of it out of your hair. But I was there for 2 weeks, and these ladies worked every day with me. I came such a... from Canada down to Colorado, and they were willing to work every day, and I worked sometimes 1, 2, 3 sessions a day. So as much as I could take, they were willing to feed me.
And so each session would last at least 30 minutes, if not longer?
If not longer, yeah. Minimum was 30 minutes.
And then would there be a conversation that you would have with Dr. Gisborne or her associate, or how would that exactly work?
Well, we talked about all sorts of different things, the causes. They were more interested more in just looking up the wires. They were interested in what, how my childhood was, and things that affect my life, because stress is a big part of Parkinson's disease. The more stressed you are, the harder life is, and it just seems to multiply.
So they were focused primarily on the issue of stress and trauma in your life, and then helping your body to release that, and then also to kind of rewire those neural networks. Do I understand that correctly?
You betcha. That's my take on it. And they said these ladies are just fantastic.
I had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Jacqueline Gisborne several days ago, which is actually how I was able to get connected with you, Tony. And she also had mentioned that in addition to the therapy that you were receiving two or three times a day with the neural reprogramming, that there was also an instance of an encounter with horses.
Yeah, they tried some equine therapy, and it was a very interesting process. When I walked into the corral, there was half a dozen horses, and one big palomino decided he was going to act up, and I thought, well, because animals do sense that something's wrong with a person, I thought he just wanted to get away from me because he could sense I wasn't right. And as the process went along, it actually came over and bit me on the foot. It wanted my attention, is what it really wanted. And after I had made contact with the horse, I found out later on that it actually suffered from a neurological disorder as well.
Well, that's interesting. How many horses then were involved in this therapeutic experience?
I believe there were about half a dozen in the corral.
And so you basically were standing in there and having a connection with the horses.
Yeah, standing in there, and actually it was cutting one and stroking its neck, and they thought it was kind of interesting because that horse hated having its neck stroked and its chest stroked, and the palomino was really creating quite the fuss along the barn and the gate, and I thought it was just trying to get away from me, and here it wanted my attention. It came over and actually bit me on the foot to get my attention.
That then was also a useful experience for you?
Yes, it was. I couldn't explain just how it made me feel. It was an eye-opening, heart-opening, just an awesome experience. I guess humans aren't the only people in the world that suffer from these same sorts of things, and we need to know that we're not alone, either as a group or as a race or as a human being.
You had experienced the symptoms then for a number of years. What was it that drew you to connect with Dr. Jacqueline Gisborne and the Rocky Mountain Neural Institute? Why did you go down there?
Well, it's kind of like every door opened all at once for myself. My wife used to work at a doctor's office here in town, and one of the doctors she was working for caught one of Jacqueline's seminars and approached Jacqueline after the seminar and said, her office manager's husband had been suffering from Parkinson's for about 14 years and wanted to know if Jacqueline could do anything, and Jacqueline believed she could help me, and she came back and told my wife about this, and we looked it up on the internet. That was on a Monday. By Thursday I had my plane tickets booked, and everything just kind of fell in order.
Boy, you had no hesitation at all, did you?
No, I didn't. It just felt like the right thing. Like I said, everything just seemed to, all the doors opened up, and it was just fate.
This therapy obviously has had a huge impact on reducing your symptoms. What other therapies have you explored and pursued over these 14 years?
Actually, not a lot. Just the medical community. I know people have gone and tried the liberation surgery for MS patients. They were told that it might help with Parkinson's. And unfortunately, these people had no effect on them. And this just felt right. Like I said, everything just kind of fell in line. And I went for it, and I'm very, very, very happy. My family's incredibly happy. And I went and had this done.
Have you been successful at all, then, in reducing any of the medications that you've taken over the last 14 years?
I have cut back on some, but I haven't cut back on a lot of all of them yet because I want to see my neurologist before I do that. I'm not sure of side effects, et cetera. My neurologist in the city here is one busy man, and I should be seeing him in the next couple months, I hope, and we'll take it from there. But I have cut back on some.
And how has your life changed after this experience of 2 weeks at this Rocky Mountain Neural Institute?
Well, I used to ride motorbikes, and after I couldn't ride two wheels anymore, I bought a trike, and after the trike then I wouldn't feel comfortable on the trike anymore. I bought a car and a convertible, but a friend of mine had bought this trike for me, and I've actually driven it since I've come back, and just doing more things with my family that we used to do, and taking walks, and my youngest son and I go to the gym together, and just seems like everything's coming back, and I can't describe that feeling.
It sounds like your life is really turning back to a normal, wonderful, joyful day-to-day experience.
Well, I thank the Lord for these ladies and for opening the doors for me to get to know them and the chance to get to work with them.
Are you going to have to go back and get additional or follow-up treatments, or what's been recommended?
Actually, I go once a week here in the city. There's a doctor that coaches Chap in the States when she's down there for a seminar, does the follow-up procedures, and I do once a week with those, and we'll start weaning back on those even.
And are you doing any other specific therapies that are helping yield this incredible reduction in symptoms?
No, not really. I'm just, trying to be a little more careful about stress those things, fatigue. I try and get as much rest as I possibly can and adopt the attitude, if it doesn't affect me, don't worry about it.
It sounds like stress has really been addressed in your life to a large degree.
Well, yes, it has. You don't realize how big a player it is on a person's health until something like this comes along. And again, the fatigue. I used to work shift work. I couldn't work shift work anymore. I still work 12-hour days, but I just put in 3 days a week and go home and relax.
What, if you were to tell somebody about the therapy that you received, what would you describe it to be? Would you call it neural feedback or something else?
I would call it neural feedback. And I'd also call it the experience of a lifetime.
Some people listening to this radio show have just been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease over the last several weeks. What would you want to say to them as a person who's experienced the symptoms for now 14 years and now are about ready to be relieved of those symptoms?
I'd say there is hope. There is definitely something out there that I believe can help them. Don't hesitate, don't wait. Nip it in the bud if at all possible. I'm sure that the sooner you do something like this, soon you can get relief, get help. You're not alone. There's such a feeling of loneliness. So why did this happen to me with the Parkinson's patient? We actually started a young onset Parkinson's group here in the city where I live, and we're growing exponentially. You know, people say, "Oh, we didn't know that there's so many people out there," and we're definitely not alone.
The wonderful report and news that I have for everyone listening to the show today is that Dr. Jacqueline Gisburn is going to be one of the many presenters at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Cincinnati, June the 22nd and June the 23rd. Not only will she be offering an hour and a half workshop, well, she will be explaining and demonstrating the neural feedback work that she does with such incredible results. She will also be available to provide individual sessions to individuals who are interested in making an appointment with her. Now that you've listened to this remarkable experience that Tony Koski has been able to have, you too can actually connect and meet Jacqueline Gisburn, who is the person who's developed this technology and who has worked extensively with individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's. Tony, I want to thank you so much for telling us your story today on the radio show.
It was my pleasure, and thank you for calling.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. You have just heard Tony describe his experience with neural feedback as offered by Dr. Jacqueline Gisburn at the Rocky Mountain Neuro Advantage Institute. If you're like me, you'd like to also see what this is all about. You can listen to it, but it's a little bit difficult to understand what's really involved here. I have posted a video of Dr. Gisburn actually doing the first 25 minutes or so of her hour-long treatment of a volunteer at the last Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Vancouver in 2011. That posting is on the blog, and all you have to do is go there. So it's posted on February the 15th, 2012, the date of this show. To be able to visit the blog, go to www.blog.parkinsonsrecovery.com. So that's Parkinson's without an apostrophe combined together with the word recovery, recovery.com. That's the blog where we have regular postings of information, questions and answers, and statements that people submit in to me that I have permission to actually post. It's a wonderful resource for anyone who currently experiences symptoms of Parkinson's or their family members who are looking for helpful information about options. That video is about 25 minutes, but it's well worth watching because you can see what it looks like from her end as the person administering this therapeutic intervention and also from the person receiving the therapy. She's one of the few people who actually is trained and skilled and has developed this particular approach, and she, to my knowledge, is the only person in the universe who has devoted her attention to helping individuals with Parkinson's. I know many of you do not live anywhere near Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and so you're kind of thinking, great, this doesn't sound like it's a therapy that's something I could pursue because I could certainly not travel all the way to Colorado for 2 weeks and take advantage of this particular therapeutic modality. We don't have to do that, but you will want to consider coming to the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Cincinnati. That will be convened on June the 22nd, that's a Friday, and June the 23rd. We will have there at the summit Dr. Gisburn, who will be offering an hour and a half workshop where you'll be able to get all of your questions answered about this particular approach, and she'll also be offering treatments for individuals. You may want to contact her in advance because clearly she's not going to have time but to be able to do a limited number of individuals since each treatment takes somewhere between 1 hour and 1.5 hours.
it's true that we're convening together persons like Dr. Gisburn and others that are really seeing remarkable results. If then you are an individual who currently experiences the symptoms of Parkinson's and whatever treatment modalities or options you have pursued are not providing the relief that you would hope for, the place you need to be, the place to come, will be the Parkinson's Recovery Summit. It's going to be an amazing collection of healthcare providers and persons who are pioneers of recovery, persons who were featured in the recent release of Pioneers of Recovery, who have reversed their own Parkinson's symptoms, and many of whom who are symptom-free today. They'll tell their stories, and they'll explain exactly what it is that they did to make full recovery possible. To get information about the summit, you can visit the summit website, which is www.summit.parkinsonsrecovery.com. So the word Parkinson's, once again, without an apostrophe, combined together with the word recovery.com. We have made this opportunity for anyone and everyone as affordable as possible. The registration fee for early birds by April the 15th, hold on to your seat, is a mere $50. And that's for the full 2 days. We are designing this so that you will pay an extra $15 per workshop. And that particular goes directly to the presenter by way of covering all of their materials and handouts. It's going to be an amazing opportunity and an amazing event. I would call it the decade event for Parkinson's, because the people who are going to be there are people who are not only specialists in their own areas, but they're also people who have extensive knowledge and background with the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. This event is not just for persons with Parkinson's. It is also for persons who are spouses, family members, daughters, fathers, mothers, sisters, uncles, aunts, who are part of a family that has some evidence of Parkinson's contained therein, and also for people who are interested in Parkinson's. We have aired now for the last 3 weeks radio shows that specifically highlight some of the activities, some of the presenters, some of the workshops that you will have the opportunity to experience. For those of you that have already signed up for the summit, I strongly encourage you to listen to each of these shows. There's going to be an overwhelming wealth of information that will be conveyed over this 2-day period of time. It will be very much to your advantage to make some decisions ahead of time as to which workshops you want to attend and which therapies you would like to explore further and which therapist you'd like to be able to connect with. 3 weeks ago on the show, I aired an interview with Dee Yo, who is a true expert on family constellation work, a colleague of mine. We both went through the training of constellation workshops together. Dee, unfortunately, passed away last fall of a very aggressive form of cancer, and I really air that show in her honor because she was truly gifted at facilitating family constellation workshops. I've done hundreds of those myself, and so at the summit, I will also be facilitating a family constellation workshop. I know those words probably sound a bit strange to many of you. It has nothing to do with astrology. It has everything to do with entanglements in family systems that, in essence, may be sustaining disease states in families, diseases like Parkinson's. And once those entanglements are unraveled and cleared, it is possible for full recovery to unfold. If you're a person that has explored one therapy after another that is natural and have been able to get some relief, but you're still not fully recovered, it may be something's holding you back, and that might be an entanglement in your family system. This is not something that you can identify logically. It's not a mental issue. It's clearly unconscious, not only to you, but everyone else in your family. Through doing the work of family constellation workshops, we are able to identify if there are any entanglements with Parkinson's disease or with other issues in your family that may be sustaining this particular set of symptoms for you and for your loved ones. Clear those, so that full recovery can unfold. So I'll offer an hour and a half workshop on family constellations during that 2 days in Cincinnati. And also a full day will be offered for those of you who would like to see a family constellation on your own family on Sunday, June the 24th at the same hotel. And just 2 weeks ago, I aired a show with Sandra, and Sandra will be there to offer a workshop. It's going to be amazing in its own right. She's going to talk about how she has been doing extensive work in making a tincture out of fava beans. Favas are essentially a food that has natural dopamine in it. And Sandra, through her own inventiveness and research acumen, has been able to actually invent ways to make all sorts of foods out of products that naturally have dopamine contained therein. It's from papayas, it's from macuna, and it's from fava beans. She's also experimented just in the last year with sprouting fava beans and making a tincture from the sprouts for those of you that don't have gardens. So if you're thinking you'd like to shift away and begin making your own tincture of dopamine, then that's a workshop that's a must for you, because she'll give you the nuts and bolts, the here's exactly how you do this, because she knows. She's done it. She has a farm in Tennessee where she grows fava beans and macuna, and will also be delivering her own day-long experience with the work that she does on the farm on just a few days before the Parkinson's Recovery Summit on June the 19th there in Tennessee. Just last week, I aired an interview with Sherry Edwards, who will also be at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit. Sherry Edwards has quite a large operation in Ohio. It's entitled Sound Health Options. I've had her as a guest on my show now several times. Cheryl does voice diagnostic analyses. She takes a voice profile of your voice, and then once she's able to see what are the outliers, she can determine what's out of balance in your body. The show just last week is also a show where not only does she explain bioacoustics, but she also demonstrates an analysis that she does live with a caller who called in during the show. So you can get some flavor, some idea of the complexity of what Parkinson's is really all about. She will be at the summit. They will be offering an experiential workshop. They will have lots of handouts and programs to give to you. They will also be offering diagnostic services to individuals. She will not be there just by herself. There will actually be four of them. So there's a good chance that you would have an opportunity to get your own assessment from one of those incredible healthcare practitioners. You've heard the show today, where we interviewed Tony, and you have the opportunity to go on to the Parkinson's Recovery blog and actually see Dr. Jacqueline Gisburn administering one of these neural feedback or neural programming treatments to a person with Parkinson's. So those are the first four previews of what opportunities you'll have when you attend the Parkinson's Recovery Summit. I have to tell you, though, these are just the first four. There are an incredible number of other individuals who will be present and who will be offering workshops and will be also offering all sorts of services for those of individuals who actually attend the workshop. I also want everyone to know who's listening to this. The show is airing on February the 15th, that the early bird special of that huge sum of just $50 a person, that's obviously just $25 a day, it actually expires April the 15th. So you'll want to jump on that if you're thinking that you'd like to be able to attend. And second of all, the hotel is filling up very, very quickly because the word has begun to spread. I'm just now releasing information about who's going to be there. When people realize the individuals who will be present, the pioneers of recovery, the healthcare practitioners who are the movers and shakers in helping people get sustained relief from Parkinson's and reversing their symptoms, everyone's going to be there who basically is figured it out for themselves or helping others figure it out. let me encourage you to seriously consider a trip to Cincinnati, Ohio, on June the 22nd and 23rd. It will truly be an historic event and an opportunity of a lifetime. Let me stress, the individuals who will be participating are not just offering workshops, which is something you well might want to take advantage of. They are also offering their services. Now, these are not for free. Each practitioner will have their own price. It'll be something that you would expect given the service that you will receive. So you'll want to make some seasoned evaluations of which services you'd like to be able to take advantage of, who are the practitioners you'd like to be able to see, because you obviously cannot see everyone, nor might I stress for all of these practitioners, they're going to get filled up pretty quickly. So as I air these radio shows, as you learn more about the incredible people who are going to participate in the summit, you may want to contact those individuals early and get on their schedule if you'd like to be able to get an individual treatment from them. They can tell you more about their prices that might be required to be able to secure their services at the Parkinson's Recovery Summit in Cincinnati. So that's the deal. That's the design. It's up to you to decide which of these therapies you'll want to explore. I'm telling you right now, you will not be able to attend all the workshops. There will be 20 of them over these two-day periods of time that will be presented in two separate rooms. So you're going to have to begin making some choices about which workshops you want to attend and which services you want to be able to obtain. Doing your homework now will help significantly you sort through what advantages you want to pursue there at the summit. Otherwise, I'm telling you right now, the information's going to be so rich, it may be overwhelming. It will also be inspiring, because you're going to meet so many individuals who have reversed their symptoms, so many people who are symptom-free today, and you'll get an opportunity to talk with them about how they have made all of that happen. Many of these individuals have been guests on my previous radio shows, and that's really how I designed the summit. I put out a call to each of my guests, and I basically said, okay, who would be interested in offering a workshop and also offering their services? The response has been absolutely overwhelming. People are coming from Mexico, from Canada, from across the United States to offer these workshops and services, and the participants are coming from all over the world. So let me stress, if you are a person that's interested in exploring options, Cincinnati really is the place to be on June the 22nd and 23rd. I can promise you, you will not be disappointed. And finally, we will also be offering on each of the two evenings of the summit, that is on the evening of Friday the 22nd and the evening of Saturday the 23rd, a full-fledged healing experience. So we'll be releasing all of these entanglements that did not serve your best and highest good, and we will also on the second night make sure that we help and support your intention to manifest recovery. It will be a full experience. It will be an exciting experience. It will be an opportunity to be near and dear and around people who are figuring out for themselves. Clearly, there is no one single approach or therapy that is going to be the single solution for you. It's going to be up to you to figure out what that is. I want to stress, this event, the Parkinson's Recovery Summit, is sponsored by Parkinson's Recovery, by us. No one else is involved. No one else is pitching in their 2 cents or their $5 or their $3,000 to support speakers. All the speakers are going here into the summit on their own steam. We are basically, in essence, all volunteers of one sort or another. So we're not here promoting any particular idea of what you need to recover. There's no hidden agenda here. The reality is that my passion is to provide information on options of what we have discovered has been successful for other people. And I want to stress also that we know that any particular therapy is not going to help everybody. It depends on what's out of balance in your body. So this is not about selling a specific approach. It's not about promoting a particular way that people have found is going to help them recover. We are all about making the opportunity available to you to explore these options for yourself. You can't do that long distance. You can do it person to person. So the people will be there who can help. Who can help you? Obviously, I don't know. Only you can sort that through for yourself. But what I can do and what's going to support the mission of Parkinson's recovery is to convene the people I know across the United States, Canada, and Mexico that are helping people get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's, and many of whom are actually symptom-free today. It will be a remarkable experience for all who decide to attend. So it's the summit, Parkinson's Recovery, and again, you can get more information about the summit by visiting the summit website, which is www.summit.parkinsonsrecovery.com. If you find yourself thinking, gee, I don't know what options might be available out there other than what I might have already pursued, I'm here to tell you, you can get all of the answers to that question by attending the summit. Of course, we also provide those answers through this regular radio show, and you would have already heard my interviews with many of the guests that will actually be at the summit. But what better way than to attend this summit to see these remarkable individuals in person and take advantage of not only their workshops, but their offerings to provide services, consultations, and therapies. So it's the event of the decade, the Parkinson's Recovery Summit 2012. I invite each of you to sign up today. And I also want to stress, I know I said this before, but I need to say it one more time. The hotel is filling up very, very quickly. You're going to have to stay at other hotels, or at least I should say many people will have to stay at other hotels. But to my knowledge, there's still a few rooms left. So make your reservations now at the Summit Hotel if you'd like to be able to roll out of bed, push the elevator button, and come down to the meeting rooms. We're at the Garfield Suites, and you can make your reservation at the hotel at the Parkinson's Recovery discount rate of only $99 a night for a suite, I might add. The rooms are absolutely incredible. By going to that Summit website and then clicking on the hotel link that you see in the Summit website. Finally, you do not yet see a specific listing of all the presenters who will be attending and offering workshops. And, of course, there's another list of people who aren't necessarily just offering workshops but will be there to offer their treatments and their services. But I'll be actually releasing that here soon. When I do, we're going to have a huge surge of sign-ups in the hotel. I know will be filled within a day or two. So for those of you who are listening early, I know it feels like February the 15th is early to make plans to attend a summit in June. But I can assure you it's not early. Now's the time to act if you'd like to be able to take advantage of that modest early bird special of $50 a person. And also, if you'd like to be able to actually make appointments with some of these practitioners who are going to be participating. So visit the Summit website. Feel free to call me if you'd like to get further clarification and information about the Summit. And that long distance number where you can always reach me is 877-526-4646. You can always email me at Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at parkinsonsrecovery.com. I'm available. I can answer your questions, and my role is to make sure that anyone interested in learning more about options can do so. The place to be is Cincinnati, June the 22nd and June the 23rd. The people who are making a difference to individuals currently experiencing the symptoms of Parkinson's are here and there scattered throughout the globe. We're convening everyone together who's making a huge difference. So I'm telling you right now, it's the place to be. It's the event of the decade. Obviously, cost should not be a prohibition. So make your plans now. Be there if you're serious about actually recovering and getting relief from your symptoms. And that's the story. That's what's happening on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. know that by virtue of the fact you are listening to this radio show today, that you are indeed already on the road to recover. May you have a delightful week, and I look forward to seeing and meeting many of you in Cincinnati, Ohio, on June the 22nd. Good day.